Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for checking out this little teaser of the history of the papacy and church. Here's a little taste of what's coming up soon on the History of the Papacy podcast. Now, if you like what you hear, I'd love it if you'd leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice. If you want to support the podcast even more, consider becoming a Patreon on patreon.com/historyofthepapacy. There are many levels and benefits for you, and you help keep the history of the papacy going. You can learn more about all of this at historyofthepapacypodcast.com. With that, here's another piece of the mosaic of the Popes of Rome and Christian Church, and I will definitely be talking to you more soon.
By the name of Norman Borlaug, who, due to his ingenuity and ability to cross-pollinate wheat and make it more resilient in different climates, basically saved 2 billion people from starvation. I want to do a little bit of table setting about Borlaug and the era in which he lived. So one of the great fears of the 20th century and the conventional wisdom among the smart set is that the challenge that was going to happen and the greatest threat to global civilization was overpopulation. This goes back to Thomas Malthus, but there were books about this. If you go and watch movies from the 60s and 70s, there's Soylent Green with Charlton Heston, where future New York has 40 billion people or 40 million. There's a Star Trek original series episode about this. Dear listeners, I even purchased an episode of Captain Planet about overpopulation. And it's where one of the characters named Wheeler gets kidnapped by a race of super intelligent mice whose civilization is on the verge of collapse. It's as stupid as it sounds because of overpopulation. At the end of the episode, one of the Planeteers even stares right at the camera and says, "Kids, when it's your turn to have a family, don't make it too big." And I thought, you're way out of your lane, Captain Planet. Tell me about jaywalking. That's just creepy that you're talking about family planning. Anyway, but the reason that this was such a popular idea was because of a 1968 book by Paul Ehrlich called The Population Bomb. And he basically predicted charting out population growth with the ability of global agriculture to produce food that he said, the race to feed humanity is over. Hundreds of millions...
Hey, it's Steve here with a quick note on Calitrin. Text the word HOP, H-O-P, to 30605, and I'll send you a link to a wonderful product that can help you finally succeed in shedding that extra weight. I have personally lost weight. I sleep better, and I have much less joint pain since I've started taking Calitrin. Text the word HOP, H-O-P, to 30605 right now to see this week's special offer from Calitrin. Calitrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which sadly decreases as we age. Taking Calitrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calitrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of my special offer, buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering's so easy. Just text the word HOP, H-O-P, to 30605, and I'll send you a link to this special offer.
Are you a man who thinks about the Roman Empire at least once a day? According to a recent internet meme, you definitely do. And why shouldn't you? Here's a clip from Tom Holland talking about Rome at the very height of its power.
When tourists go to the Colosseum, they're not really going there, I suspect, most of them, because they're admirers of Flavian architecture. I suspect that they're going there because it's the kind of the shiver that you get of going to a place where blood sports have happened.
To listen to more of this discussion, check out the History Unplugged podcast on the podcast player of your choice.